For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Friend of mine, it's a real privilege having you tuned in today to the broadcast Think It Over. It gives me another opportunity to invite you to accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord in your life. He will transform your life with your permission. You have to invite him. He can do wonders, but he has to have your permission. If you invite him in, if you give him permission, one moment, one hour, one day at a time, when he is through with you, you will look like him in character. No matter what your heredity, what environment in which you were reared, no matter who the so-called friends are that pulled you down, if you let him, if you permit him, if you allow him to have access to your power of choice, he will transform your life. He's done a lot in mine. He's done a lot for millions of others, one person at a time. And I want you to invite him into your life. If you have already, renew it every day. If you have not, please don't think that an abundance of money will transform your character. Or you have all the degrees that you can take, it will not transform your character. Or who you know, it takes power from above to change us. Please let him have his way in your life today. Just do it now.
Lord, when there's nothing else we can depend on, how good it is to know that we can depend on you. You've been our counselor when there was no one we could talk to. You've loved us through all the passages of our lives. You've given us wisdom to teach our children, strength to face the hard times, and joy all along the journey. We've learned that when things seem impossible, you're always up to something in our lives. But that something is eternal, and it's for our good. You truly have been our hiding place through all generations. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I'm so glad I learned to trust you. Now give me grace to trust you more.
And this is the broadcast, Think It Over, and it's a real privilege to have you tuned in today. And we're here at WJOU 90.1 FM in Huntsville, Alabama, during a very wonderful alumni weekend. It began on Thursday evening, the 24th, and it goes through Sunday, the 27th. I know you're quite a ways away, you couldn't make it, but in the event you would like to join us here, you would certainly be blessed. In the studio today, I have two ladies that are a part of the alumni weekend each year, and I'm grateful to have them here this year. I have Dr. Yvonne Lewis, and her son is with her, who is her manager in dealing with the programming. And Dr. Lewis, it's a real privilege having you. And we have also Sister Crawford, who is the editor for the Message magazine. It's just a privilege having each of you here today. Dr. Lewis, could you tell me just a little bit about yourself? How did you become a Christian? Why did you become a Christian? And now that you're leading out a Dare to Dream, could you just share a little bit?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so very much for the invitation. This seems to be a little tradition with us. It seems that every alumni weekend, I get to be here with you and my sister Carmela, Monk Crawford, and it's just great to be here. So thank you so much for this invitation. Wow, when you say tell you a bit about me, I've had a very interesting journey. It seems that it's like an eclectic kind of background, and yet everything that I was doing in the past, God has allowed me to pull it all together into what I'm doing now. So first, how did I become a Christian? I am a third-generation Seventh-day Adventist. My dad's father, my grandfather, was a preacher, an Adventist preacher. I never met him. He died when my dad was 3 years old. And my grandmother, Rosalie Jones, was the Bible instructor for Ephesus Church, and she worked with all the big evangelists and all, and that was a wonderful thing. And so I come from a spiritual family, and I'm very grateful for that. But it's not the vicarious relationship that's important. It was my relationship with the Lord that I had gone away from him for about 12, 13 years. I was in the music business. I was a singer. I sang for a living. And I did background vocals for people like Whitney Houston and Luther Vandross. And I did commercials like Charmin Bathroom Tissue and all that. And I was living a very interesting life, but it was empty. And I realized that I did not have what I needed to fill my soul. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I needed something else. And God just wooed me back as every wonderful, wonderful love or lover would do. He wooed me back to him. And I'm so grateful. So I came back to him in 1986. And, no, I'm sorry, 85, because my son was born in 86. I got rebaptized in 1986. So I've been back with the Lord since 85, 86, and I'm just so grateful because there's nothing, I've never looked back, never regretted it, ever.
Yes, well, the thing about it is, it's a hard thing for many people to deal with. But God doesn't have any grandchildren.
That's right.
So just because your parents
that's right.
or something, mm-hmm. you got to accept Jesus for yourself.
That's right.
You know, we
that's
think right. that, you know, somebody says he's a 14th generation Adventist. What does that mean to the devil?
That's right.
He got a third of the angels.
That's
about,
right.
Kind of, I mean, you know.
That's right.
Everybody's got to do it for themselves.
That's right.
You know, your son had to do it for himself.
Yes.
All of us had to do it for
ourselves. That's right.
You know,
because it's not my parents' relationship with
right.
God that's going to save me.
Right.
I do believe that, you know, my mother's prayers, my grandmother's prayers,
yes.
even followed them after they went to sleep in him.
Mm-hmm.
But my relationship with Christ has to be my relationship,
right.
not through
right.
them.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
So the Lord has been very, very, very right. gracious
yes.
to me.
How long were you in the music industry?
Well, that's a good question because I started way, way, way back in the late 70s, like 77.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed, I mean, up until last year I had a commercial on the air that they pulled out, just the two of us, the Verizon iPhone 6 commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So am I out of the, am I still in there? Not really, but praise the Lord, I had something on the air. So
yes.
I think the bulk of it probably stopped around maybe 97,
mm-hmm,
something
mm-hmm.
like that. But
yes,
still,
yes.
you know, you can sometimes they'll pull something out, an old
yes.
song, and put it on the air with the product, and
yeah.
I'll, you know, yeah. praise the Lord for
that's
that.
The same way, that's the same way 3 a.m. plays my something I recorded 10 years ago.
That's right. That's right.
So it happens everywhere.
It's a blessing.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Well, now, it's just interesting that you would be leading out in the broadcast Dare to Dream.
Yes.
What I'd like to know, what is the motivation for having another network called Dare to Dream? What is it? Where is it beamed to? Is it just for everyone, or is it beamed to a certain audience?
Well, our target demographic is the inner city. Minorities, African Americans primarily.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there are some unique challenges that face us, and so we have programming designed around that. So, for example, we are the forerunners in disease for chronic disease, diabetes, cancer, hypertension. So we have health programs. We have programs that emphasize health care and health management, healthy lifestyles. And then we have issues with relationships because, as was brought out in the sermon today,
mm-hmm.
marriage is much less prevalent in the African-American community than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got programs on relationships and family, and we want to support the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a program on sexual purity, we have a program on money management because we have challenges with financial literacy in the inner city.
Yes.
So what we've done is to identify the challenges confronting the inner city residents and then design programming around those challenges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's practical Christianity. It's making Christianity applicable in our daily lives. That's what we do with Dare to Dream.
All right. Well, I see your son sitting next to you, so I thought I'd really send the question his way. And that is, how would it, suppose I don't have a radio station or a TV station that I can team, how can I get Dare to Dream programming in the inner city on my computer? What do I do?
Oh, there's several ways that you can access the network. You can go online to d2dnetwork.tv. That's our website, and you can watch directly from there. You can download the 3ABN app on your smartphone or tablet. Just type in 3ABN, download the app.
I'm going to slow you down a bit.
Okay.
You see, you're a young man. You're tech savvy and everything. But you see, some of us, you know what I mean? Because so slow down and we'll get back up again. Give me that first thing you gave me.
Okay.
If I go to my computer, where am I going to go?
So if you go to your computer, you're going to go click in your web browser and you're going to click, and you're going to type in d2dnetwork.tv.
Okay, hold on.
And it's the number two.
And it's the number two.
All right,
yes.
Now, those of you listening today, you haven't seen Dare to Dream. You must see it in order to appreciate it and also to support it. So you want to go to your browser and you type dot, you put in D2D, right?
Yes.
Dot.
No, D2Dnetwork.tv.
Okay. D2Dnetwork.tv.
Yes.
All right. Now, and I'll get Dare to Dream.
Yes.
All right. Now, you said there was a second way.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to let that linger a little while. Okay. We'll come back to that.
All right.
But I want those of you listening today to please check out Dare to Dream Network. You will find it enthralling. It's interesting. I got the program about For Men Only. What's that?
Yeah, For Men Only. For Guys Only.
For Men Only. And as soon as you say For Men Only, that's the women are going to look.
That's right.
Especially when they don't, nobody's in the room telling you not to look. But it is really good. And I've gotten some real blessings out of that.
Praise the Lord.
Out of that broadcast. I listen quite often. And so after our next song, we're going to come right back. And please stay tuned. It's just a privilege having you with us today. And we look forward to having you a little bit later.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, my co-host is my son, Eric Kelly. He's here during the alumni weekend, and so we use his services.
Well, thank you. That was very, very kind, sir. Very, very, very kind. It is so good to see you again, my sister. Last year, we were introducing Miss Carmela Monk Crawford, leading Message Magazine, but we haven't talked in about a year. So I suspect there's been a few interesting things happening in the last year or so.
Yes, we have interesting adventures.
Okay.
Every year. You all know this.
Yes.
And I love to come and share because I like to see how God is working things out for Message Magazine. Elder Kelly always, you know, Kelly, I appreciate it because Elder Kelly will give me a call just to not only encourage me, but just to see how things are going. And, you know, I told him, really, some interesting things have been going on and happening this year. This early on, we had a chance to go. We like to go on our, I won't say a field trip, but we like to go out and visit in the community. Last year, we did a couple of these interesting trips, and one of them was at the Essence Magazine Festival. You know, Essence Magazine. I always tell people, I just thought this was wonderful that Message Magazine was at the Essence Festival.
Yes.
You know, we like to go there. And so it's wonderful to give the gospel good news and hope and good living out to people. Just to have, you know, you got the Essence. We appreciate what you all do. I want you to have just a little extra, something that's going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
We passed out about 6,000 Message Magazines in 90 minutes.
Wow.
And what was interesting, and I tell people, and I saw this young lady last night, we gave out these magazines, and a man offered a woman a magazine. Here, would you like this? I think this is something that's going to bless you. You're going to enjoy this. She takes the magazine, she stuffs it in her purse, and she goes home. Goes home from New Orleans all the way back to Atlanta. That night, she looks in the her purse, pulls out this crumpled Message magazine, reads it from cover to cover.
Wow.
It blessed her.
Wow.
So she goes to work the next day with this same crumpled Message magazine that she picked up at the Essence Magazine Festival. And she tells her coworker, you know, I got this magazine at the Essence Festival, and I love it. It's really been blessing me. And this coworker says, I grew up with Message magazine. I love Message. And she says, do you know how to get it? She's got, I got a whole stack of them at home, and I'll bring them in for
wow.
you if you would like to see them.
Wow.
And what is beautiful, and I tell people that's what the beauty of Message Magazine is, that God has a point person every step of the way. When somebody needs that blessing,
yes.
when somebody's looking for something, he's got that person in line. And so here, sure enough, there's this young lady who had those Message magazines and knew how to tell, here, we can give you what you need. And I saw that same young lady last night, and I told her, you're part of God's network. He's using you so that people can, you know, they can have what they need, just like Philip, you know, and seeing the young royal officials say, you know, I need some help reading this. And God's got his point people all around. That's what we're
right.
doing with Message Magazine. So that was last year with the Essence Magazine Festival. We went to the Million Man March, and we went to the Tom Joyner Family Reunion, and we were passing out. We did, we gave away maybe about 300 subscriptions at the Tom Joyner Family Reunion. People who are very interested in seeing this legacy, historical, largely African-American Christian journal. You don't see that often. And so they were very happy to receive this. And we're happy to be part, you know, the tool in God's hands to share optimism, faith, and hope. Just give people what they need. And that's what we're doing this year.
Beautiful.
That was fun.
Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Anything thematic? You see any themes in 2016 that are emerging?
Or? Yes, indeed. Absolutely. You know, every year, we've talked about, you know, what are we going to do? And in the past, we've often talked about selling Message Magazine. You know, how do we market? And sometimes I think the marketing, so-called, in the strictest sense, can get in the way of the ministry in the strictest sense. And that's what we want to remind people. And I remind myself, this is not just an opportunity to sell this magazine. I really am in this, not because this is a job or a magazine. This is a ministry. And so this year, what we said, we want to make sure that we can energize everybody. You know, it's not just the ministers. Everybody's got a role to play. Everybody is like that young lady who's a point person somewhere along somebody else's journey. And so this year we said, let's just talk about find someone to win. There's people all around you that are, for all intents and purposes, sometimes kind of invisible. You don't see them because you're busy and you're going here and there. But this person may need something that you can share with them. And so find someone to win is our theme this year. And I praise God for the opportunity. We're going to do whatever we can do just to open our eyes and allow the Spirit to work through us. And just like the preacher was saying today, being Christ-like is going to be the way that we can help it if we're conscious about that.
And when I think about, I don't know, cause anybody to get upset with me, but as they do, but it's interesting how that we have relatives that we say we want to see saved, and we don't even send the message. I can understand that. And yet we can buy, you know, something over here at the shop, $50, $25 bad pair of shoes. Who wears $25 pair of shoes?
Nobody that I know.
And the Message magazine doesn't cost that much. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if our heart is really in it. For example, how much money did Noah have in the bank when he got ready for the flood?
I'm not aware of any investments, Father. No.
If Jesus is coming again, everything that we can touch, feel, and say is going to go up in smoke, why don't we invest personally? I don't mean the church. I mean as an individual. We need to send Message magazine to our relatives, to our cousins, because some of them are Christians too. They would like to know, what do you believe, mm-hmm. without being threatened?
Right.
They ought to be tuning in to Dare to Dream Network. We should call them, our friends, tune in to Dare to Dream. It's practical, you know. So I'm saying that we are not putting our money where we say that we believe Jesus is coming. Everybody, when you something's going to go away, and you're not going to invest in something that's going to go up in smoke, people are the only ones that go to heaven. Jesus didn't take no animals, you know, in cars to heaven. And all the cars end up in the junk heap. The most precious car, even Lamborghinis, when they run out, they look good, you know. But people are the only thing that have eternal value. Mm. So I'm so grateful that you ladies are dealing with people. That's what it's all about, you know. Well, after the next song, we'll come right back. And it's just a joy having each of you here today.
That was Sister Brenda Spragging singing, "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less."
Sister Yvonne, just a couple of questions. And I've had the pleasure of hanging out with you and Brother Jason. Tell me about goals for Dare to Dream, mm-hmm. what you've got coming up, new programming, and kind of how you'd like to see the rest of the Christian community that are listening to us now kind of support that process.
Oh, thank you. Well, one of the things that we want to do is we have this burden to be in every prison in the country, because we know that, as Brother Richard Bland, who is the head of United Prison Ministries, has said, either inmates have Christ or crime. So we want to make sure they have Christ. And in order to do that, we have to be on the G19 satellite. And in order to do that, it's about $18,000 a month. And so that's not a lot if everybody takes a piece of it.
Right.
If we get enough people to just take a piece of it, like $10 a month, which is nothing to most people, then we could be on the G19 satellite and we could be in all the major prisons around this country, which would be tremendous, because we have connections to get in there, but we need that G19 satellite. So if we can just get our brothers and sisters to kind of coalesce around that goal, that would be a tremendous blessing for us. We are always looking for good programming, and one of the programs that we have coming out is called Work in the Dream, which I'm excited about because Brother Eric Kelly is on there. And that program is, we have some issues with unemployment in the inner city. And how does a Christian live out his Christianity in the workplace, in corporate America?
Yes.
How do you do that? And what are some of the challenges that you face as a Christian? Those things are covered in Work in the Dream. And even how to go in for an interview, what not to wear, how not to act. You're laughing because it was really, really funny. It's really good in that, again, we're able to take real situations, and we have vignettes, and then we have a character that you play that is going to actually pull things together and give some real strategies for the workplace. So we're really excited about that.
And
we continue again to search for good programming, quality programming. We welcome people sending in their ideas, or if they want to send a video, they can send it digitally or put it on YouTube or email me at yvonne.lewis@3abn.org. Yvonne is spelled YVONNE.LEWIS@3abn.org. And so if you have an idea, we're 24/7, so we're always seeking programming.
Mm-hmm.
We're always seeking, singers and musicians and all of that. And we just want to make this the best that it can be so that we can reach others, reach the world. And what we're finding is Dare to Dream is transcending culture. So even though it's primarily targeting African Americans, people of all cultures watch it because it's a little edgier than the parent network, a little bit more contemporary in certain ways. So we're reaching a lot of different people, and we're thankful for that.
And a lot of the needs that you're highlighting are felt by everybody,
yes,
no matter what culture,
that's
what
right.
age. And somewhere the spirituality of all of us is being tested and challenged.
Yes, for sure.
That's wonderful. I had the privilege of going over to Australia, and I was at Avondale, and I had the chapel. And the faculty sits behind me, And so I told them, I said, until the Aborigines hear that Jesus is coming, none of us are going to heaven. Until everybody hears the gospel.
That's right.
How much God loves you. None of us are going to.
That's right.
We're just going to go back to the grave and somebody else can keep on going.
But until this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come. It's not coming. So you can be nonchalant, you can be laid back if you want it. We're just going, you're going to be here for a while, you know, until the Lord sees us going. So I want to ask you, you have people and relatives and friends in the inner city. Why don't you just send at least $10 to $20 a month in today at a dream? Watch it first yourself so you will know what you are investing in. But watch it yourself. But please support Dare to Dream. Support the Message magazine. I just wanted to ask Sister Crawford, what's happening in 2016 in your area? What are your dreams and goals?
Oh, we've got a lot of things going on behind the scenes, which is not exactly, everybody might not see it or understand what's going on. And I was just thinking about when you were talking with Jason about some of the things. We have a new app that we introduced last year, and you can find the Message Magazine app on the Google Play Store as well as the iTunes Store. And then you can also go to find us at messagemagazine.com. You can subscribe there for Message Magazine. Also, we have a weekly newsletter, and we have some other things happening with some very nice audio packages that come out when we have our newsletter that come out. So I think there's a lot of fun and interesting things that are happening behind the scenes that will make it easier to subscribe and easier to share Message Magazine and to subscribe for other people as well.
Well, that's wonderful. I just want to share one more song, and we're going to come back and talk with you again, because these ladies represent the Dare to Dream Network and the Message Magazine, something that I really believe in and certainly have been blessed by. Stay tuned.
And this is the broadcast, Think It Over, with our guest today, Dr. Yvonne Lewis and Mrs. Crawford, who are the editor of the Message magazine, and Mr. Jason, I said three ladies, but he's a gentleman, very distinctive, and we're very glad to have him. Now, if someone wants to contribute to Dare to Dream, would you tell me how they would give the money online, if you don't mind?
Sure. They can visit our website. There is a donate button on there. The website address is d2dnetwork.tv, and they can go online and donate, or they can call 618-627-4651, and they can donate that way as well. We appreciate any donations. We appreciate prayer. This ministry is to help everyone, and, mm-hmm. and we need everyone. It's everyone's job to help spread the gospel.
Yes,
the gospel's free, but the delivery message is not.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
You can also go to the 3ABN website if they forget, if they don't remember the d2dnetwork.tv, 3abn.org, and they can give, they can donate on the 3ABN website mm-hmm. as well.
Well, I think it's just wonderful, but all of my listeners right now have people in the inner city that need
yes.
to listen to Dare to Dream.
Yes.
You see, they have relatives there.
Oh, yes.
And God is not going to bless us if we are nonchalant about the souls in our family, in our neighborhood, and the people around us. You know, somebody said, well, Black Lives Matter. If you don't support Christian education and Christian programming, what? How much does it matter? Is that just the cliche?
Mm.
If it's the cliche, you can either come and go. But if it is real, you want to put some money where you say you believe. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful that Sister Crawford, who is our editor, we didn't find out how she came to be the editor, but our time is passing on. But could you tell us, you made preparation to become an editor, just like Dr. Lewis did to become the director for, the Dare to Dream Rep. What was your preparation?
Well, the Lord leads you through paths that we all know, that you may not expect. Mm-hmm. And it was a long way around. I started out as a Cub newspaper reporter up in Syracuse, New York, and doing stories in the inner city, in the projects, as we used to call them, stories about the drug use that was happening, the prostitution that was happening, and the legal ramifications in those communities. After that, I went to Message Magazine as the assistant editor early on, a long time ago, and mm-hmm. I worked there under our former president of Oakwood, Delbert Baker, mm-hmm. and then there's Steve Ruff. And after that, I went to law school, and because I consider that a continuation of my advocacy, which I really found important. There's folks who need a voice, people who need a champion who's going to champion the cause for them, whatever the issue is, whether it's their socioeconomic status that doesn't seem to change no matter what they do. We heard just a few months ago, it's very interesting, they had this report from Pew Research that talked about this large swath of young people going from 16 all the way to 30, no matter what your educational preparation, there are people who still did not have a job or still were not in training. They called them the NEETs, N-E-E-T, not in education, not in training. People just out there, not developing their potential, not giving or getting the opportunities that they need. This is something that we need to address, and I believe that the Lord led me through a path that I could not have chosen for mm-hmm. myself, mm-hmm. but he led me through a path so that we could address those things even now through the pages of Message Magazine.
Yes,
we need people to advocate for people in our communities who don't have a voice. We saw that in Flint, Michigan, people could come in all day long with a bottle of dirty water, saying, this is the water that's coming out of my tap. This is the water that I have to give to for my children to drink or to bathe in. But people weren't listening. Somebody has to be there to champion the cause of people who don't have a voice, whether it's in government or wherever else it is. And so I believe that's why God took me through those areas. I couldn't have chosen that for myself.
Praise the Lord.
How can we support donate, how can we be there with Message Magazine?
There's several ways. One, obviously, you can buy the magazine for yourself, just like Elder Kelly said a moment ago. Try the product out for yourself. See if you are not uplifted spiritually. See if you don't take that walk through those Bible studies, if it does not enrich you. But in addition to that, keep praying for us. We're still here. God is still blessing and still using Message Magazine. You can go to messagemagazine.com. And you can donate and you can subscribe at messagemagazine.com. You can also call our 800 number if you want to subscribe over the phone. 1-800-456-3991.
Once more, please.
1-800-456-3991.
Praise God.
And so you can. That's how you can find us. We're always there. Always. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Message Magazine. And we're always there. We have a wonderful daily devotional you can listen to, or you can read to it, read it every day, and just leave something there for us. Like us, leave a comment, be blessed.
Praise God.
Well, Doctor, how can we support Dare to Dream?
Well, again, I agree with Carmela. Prayer, we need your prayers because we're, you know, we're up against, when you're in media, you are really trying to beat back the powers of darkness. Mm-hmm. And we really need your prayers. We need your financial support. As I mentioned earlier, if everybody just takes a little piece of it and just is consistent, we can really do some major work. The way to reach people and reach masses of people is through media, whether it's through the printed word, whether it's through television, radio, whatever. We can do this. If we coalesce, we come together, we can make a difference. And we can, you know, you can call 3ABN and donate. You can call and become a recurring donor, 618-627-4651. Again, 618-627-4651. And you can just spread the word. Tell people that you know, tune into Dare to Dream. One of the things that concerns me so much is that our own folks, some of them are not even watching. And it's like many times we complain, well, we don't have our own, we don't have this or that. But then when we have it, we don't support it. So, you know, I think that we really need to take a look at it. It's 24/7, and anytime you want to watch a program, you can. And you can watch it, whether it's on the internet or your iPad, your smartphone, whatever. Just download the 3ABN app. And then press the D, and you can watch Dare to Dream 24/7.
Another thing is that, you know, you have to take a look at the alternative. What other programming is out there? What are people watching? You know, the Bible says, by beholding, you become changed. And if you're watching a bunch of filth, what do you think you're going to become? Why not fill your mind with wholesome programming that's going to help you with your health, spiritually, financially, I mean, all kinds of things. So we have practical tools for living in a spiritual perspective. Mm-hmm. It's time to start tuning in, time to start supporting and getting behind ministry so we can finish the work.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, that was a wonderful plus, wasn't it? And I just would like to ask Sister Crawford, and we're glad to have her husband inside with the room with us today as well. And it's a real privilege having these ladies and Brother Jason here with us.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. But I just want you ladies to know, you ladies and gentlemen know, that God's program is going to succeed.
Amen.
Nothing Satan can do. And you know, God did not accept the offering except of those who were willing in building the sanctuary. So we don't need the people who are negative.
That's right.
Those, there are enough people positive listening today, and who are listening and who meet you, God is going to raise up individuals to stand up and take the magic message all the way, and take the message of Dare to Dream all the way. So you be of good courage, no matter how bad it looks. I was telling my son some time ago, you know, there in the church and in the world, there are wheat and tares.
Yes.
We don't talk about that. We think everybody's wheat. You know, but everybody's not wheat. Everybody in the church is not wheat. They're wheat and tares. And he said they're going to grow together till the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? The harvest is going to come.
Yes.
The harvest cannot be hindered by the tares.
That's true.
Nothing can hinder the gospel. You know, so I'm just saying there are enough people listening today, and every time you speak, wherever you speak, there are enough people who listen, who love the Lord, who are going to be supportive. Mm-hmm. And we're going to must get into those prisons. We need to raise the money to get into those prisons so those young men who have many times been disadvantaged unfairly,
yes,
are there.
That's
you know,
right.
So that is so important. And I just would like to ask you ladies and gentlemen, would you have a closing word for us? My time is sort of running out, and I just must close on time.
Sure.
So I'll let you, Dr. Lewis, and then Brother Jason, you have a closing, and then if you wouldn't mind, we appreciate it. And then, sir, if you wouldn't mind.
Mm. Well, we're just grateful for the opportunity to come together and to talk about Dare to Dream and Message Magazine, and we thank you so much, Elder Kelly, for all that you do and your encouragement. He calls me too, and it's such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
And to you, to the listening audience, we just ask you again to watch, first pray, then watch and support. That's what we need from you. And spread the word. Tell other people to check us out. Once you've checked us out, tell other people to check us out too, because even if you can't give a Bible study, they can watch TV. We have people who have watched Dare to Dream who've gone into churches, and they're ready to get baptized. So we're grateful for that. God bless you.
Yes. Well, of course, we want to thank you for the invitation and allowing us to be here. But also to the listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in and thank you for listening. And we want you to get out and do something. Get involved in ministry. You know, it's not just what you see on TV. You have to get out and spread the gospel as well. You can pass out tracts. You can just tell your neighbor. There's people that we live by that don't even know about Jesus in America in 2016, and that's ridiculous, and everybody should know about Christ, you know. So get out and do your part as well, and help Message Magazine, help Dare to Dream, and just thank you.
Praise God for you.
Amen. The first thing I would like to say is just to add to what they've already said, that each person, if you're a believer, God has anointed and called you to a specific task. Mm-hmm. And that is specifically to let people know about his love and to invite him into that fellowship. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful place of peace that we enjoy and we have the privilege of enjoying. And God is saying, just if you can just share that with somebody else. And he's going to bring about those opportunities and give you the words to say, no matter what, no matter when. You don't have to worry about having this degree in theology to be able to do that. He's mm-hmm. going to give you the words and the opportunity.
Amen.
Now's the time to speak that word in season, and now is the time to let your friends and family know what it is God has done for you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I think I'm just going to close out with the impression that I've gotten from all of you today, and I want to challenge our listeners. If you have any children who have not yet chosen to be in the Ark of Safety, if you have any relatives who have not yet chosen Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, if you have any friends, if you're going to work day in and day out, and you've not yet told them about what Christ can do for them, it would be very easy and simple to send them a subscription to Message Magazine and send them a link to 3ABN so you can witness without a theology degree, without being a preacher, just kind of glow on them as the sun does. Just kind of send it out. So thank you guys so much for your ministry.
Amen.
And now let us pray. But before we do, remember the true object of life is ministry. Like my son to pray.
Dear God, thank you for the ministry of these dedicated souls. Most of all, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross, and that no matter what our shortcomings are or how many times they manifest, you are not finished with us, and we are not giving up. Thank you for this ministry, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to reach people that are connected to us for you by the work of these ministers here. We ask that you make us willing and open to every opportunity that the Holy Spirit shows us. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, until next time.